The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, June 16th. We'll tell you what's on the agenda for a crucial meeting between President Biden and Russian President Putin, and why the rest of the world will be watching. Also, new plans for a Texas border wall. People from around the world are now being asked to donate. Plus, a report about toxic chemicals in makeup, what new rules athletes will have to follow at the Olympic Games, and a new record from 2020 that Americans can be proud of. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. Today, President Biden is capping off one of the most important weeks of his presidency so far. On the final day of his first international trip, he's meeting with one of the country's biggest rivals, Russian President Vladimir Putin. And the two leaders are expected to cover a lot of extremely sensitive topics. For example, recent ransomware attacks on American companies and government agencies. The Russian government has denied being behind them, but the White House still thinks Russia is allowing criminal hacking groups to operate unpunished within their country. So one official told the New York Times, Biden is planning to outline how the U.S. will respond if hacks continue. Biden is also likely to raise the issue of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Remember, Navalny was severely poisoned last year. He and the U.S. believe Putin was behind it, though the Russian president denies that. Another one of the main topics up for discussion is the future of the New START Treaty. It limits the U.S. and Russia's nuclear capabilities, and that's critical since the two nations together own 90% of the world's nuclear weapons. All in all, Biden and Putin are expected to talk for 4 or 5 hours. And while no one is expecting a major breakthrough, both leaders say they hope it can lead to a more stable and predictable relationship. Turning to the Middle East. Violence started up again in the Gaza Strip this morning for the first time since the end of last month's fighting. It all started when the new Israeli government allowed a far-right Jewish march to pass through Palestinian areas of Jerusalem. In response, the Palestinian militant group Hamas sent arson balloons into southern Israel. They sparked several fires. So Israel's military says it then launched airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Those strikes reportedly struck military compounds. Palestinian news reports say one of the strikes did cause damage, but so far, there are no reports of any deaths. Still, it's concerning for a lot of people in the region, since Gaza has just barely begun to recover from last month's fighting. That's when the United Nations says at least 250 Palestinians and 13 Israelis were killed, and more than 16,000 homes in Gaza were damaged. Now, this latest violence comes just 3 days into the new Israeli government. Remember, Israeli Prime Minister Bennett was just sworn into office on Sunday, and he's reportedly under tremendous pressure from his party to be tough on Hamas. However, the UN is asking all sides to avoid any actions that might lead to more violence. As President Biden moves to end border wall construction, the Texas governor is promising to pick up where former President Trump left off. Governor Abbott says Texas will build its own wall on the southern border as part of a larger security plan. So far, details have been pretty slim, but Abbott is expected to lay out exactly how and when the border wall will be built at a news conference today. Already, he has revealed some plans about where the money is coming from. He says the state will solicit donations from around the country. It's not expected to be cheap, though. Federal lawmakers have estimated the border wall cost the Trump administration about $27 million a mile in some parts of Texas. Overall, Trump completed more than 450 miles of it during his term, with 300 more miles left to go. But before the wall could be finished, President Biden froze the funding on his first day in office. Speaking of which, the Government Accountability Office, which is basically a congressional watchdog, has been looking into Biden's decision. And this week, it said Biden didn't break any spending rules. That's because at this point, Biden hasn't canceled any border construction contracts or ended the project outright. He's really just delayed the funds. And he's calling on Congress to cancel them completely and redirect them toward other border management efforts. On that, Biden is expected to face a lot of pushback from Republicans. Already, some are criticizing the GAO's ruling, saying the wall funding is already spoken for, so Biden shouldn't have even paused it. To be continued. It looks like COVID-19 might have been in the U.S. long before anyone knew about it. A new study from the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, found evidence the virus was circulating here as early as December of 2019. That's weeks before the first documented case in the U.S. In this latest study, scientists analyzed blood samples from 24,000 Americans taken early last year. They found 9 of them already had antibodies against COVID-19, meaning those people had likely already recovered from it. Those samples came from 5 different states all around the U.S. Illinois, Mississippi, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Most notably, they were not from California, New York, or Washington, which have been known as the first entry points for the virus in the U.S. Still, this new study doesn't answer the questions health officials all over the world have been asking. Where did COVID-19 come from, and when did it start? So far, the NIH hasn't followed up with people to know if they had traveled outside the U.S. or had contact with anyone else with international ties. But investigators say no matter what they find, it's already clear the virus wasn't widespread until late February of 2020. At this point, NIH is simply calling the new development another piece of the puzzle. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy, to talk about Rothy's.
Rothy's believes style is about more than just fashion. From slip-on sneakers and classic flats to chic handbags and spacious totes, Rothy's makes getting dressed easy and does it all with 100% recycled materials like thread spun from, get this, plastic water bottles. And here's another amazing aspect of Rothy's shoes. They're fully machine washable. That's right, no need to worry about spills or dirt. Just throw them in the washing machine and they'll come out looking brand new. Rothy's are extremely durable and last wash after wash. In fact, the average pair of Rothy's has walked about 1,000 miles. That's like walking from San Francisco to Denver and staying comfortable with every step. That's why I never have to worry about throwing on my nice Rothy's flats for any occasion, even just a walk to the park. If they get dirty, I have no stress. I know I can make them fresh and clean in no time. We all deserve shoes and bags that can keep up with our busy, active lives, right? So keep it clean with cute, washable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. That's Rothys, rothys.com/newsworthy.
We're now just a little more than a month away from the start of the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. And this week, organizers issued some new rules for athletes. The final rulebook says athletes must get tested for COVID-19 every day, stay socially distanced during meals, avoid hugging or high-fiving anyone, stay off public transportation, and allow GPS tracking on their smartphones. That's so officials can make sure they don't go anywhere they're not cleared to go. Athletes are also supposed to wear masks when they're not competing, training, or eating, even if they've been vaccinated. If any of these rules are broken, the International Olympic Committee, or IOC, has laid out some severe consequences. Athletes could face fines, be disqualified from their competitions, and be stripped of medals. Organizers have also reportedly suggested the Japanese government could deport athletes for severe or repeat violations. Computer issues grounded hundreds of Southwest Airlines flights this week. Southwest says it ran into a connectivity issue yesterday that caused a system-wide outage. It impacted the airline's reservation and check-in system. Southwest canceled 500 flights and nearly 1,000 more were delayed. This was Southwest's second major technical glitch in 2 days. On Monday, the airline's weather data system went out, and that information is critical for safety reasons, so it delayed more than 1,500 flights. Southwest says the two system problems didn't appear to be related and that it's investigating what might have caused them. Operations should be back to normal today. More than half of the makeup sold in the U.S. contains toxic chemicals that have been linked to serious health problems like cancer. That's according to a new study from the University of Notre Dame. Researchers tested more than 200 makeup products over 3 years. They found evidence of a toxic substance called fluorine in 56% of foundations and eye products and in nearly half of lip products. Researchers say the fluorine indicates there are so-called forever chemicals in the products, meaning they enter the bloodstream and stay there. These man-made chemicals have proven to be dangerous. So they tested some of them further and found a few of those forever chemicals that weren't listed on the label. Past studies found that in high levels, these chemicals may increase the risk for certain cancers, high blood pressure, weakened immunity, and lower weights in newborns. Some of the highest chemical levels were found in waterproof mascara and long-lasting lipstick. No specific companies were named, but researchers say they tested dozens of brands, including household names. So far, the FDA hasn't commented on this story, but there is now a bipartisan effort in Congress to ban companies from using the chemicals in makeup. Americans donated more money in 2020 than they ever have before. A new report from the Giving USA Foundation looked at tax data and found charitable donations reached $470 billion last year. That's the highest amount in history. Donations from individual people and foundations went up, but business donations went down. As far as where people donated, the report showed the largest increases were to civil rights groups and organizations focused on the environment. Educational initiatives, religious groups, and human services organizations also saw a bump. The only categories where giving went down were arts and culture organizations. By the way, one of the biggest donors of the year was Mackenzie Scott. She's the ex-wife of Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Well, she gave away $6 billion last year, divided up among 500 organizations. And yesterday, Scott announced another round of donations worth $2.7 billion. She identified nearly 300 organizations to support, including universities, nonprofits focused on ending racial injustice, and domestic violence and arts groups. That's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. Here's Erica again to tell you about it.
Ritual is not your typical multivitamin. Its clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients, including vitamin D3 to help fill gaps in the diet and informs your body can actually use. And there are no shady extras allowed. That's why I first started taking Ritual vitamins months ago. Yep, even if I was not partnering with them, I would be taking these vitamins. I appreciate that the company is so upfront about exactly what goes in the vitamins and why, and I can take them with or without food and have no issues. Ritual's fresh-tasting, delayed-release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach. They're also convenient. They're delivered right to my door with free shipping each month. Of course, you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Plus, right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy.
Thanks, Erica. Now back to Work Wednesday. More businesses, including law firms, banks, and tech companies, are asking workers whether they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. And many are making it a requirement before people return to the office. And to be clear, that's legal, with exceptions for people with legitimate excuses for health or religious reasons. A recent lawsuit in Texas backed that up. A hospital in Houston mandated its workers get the shot and suspended nearly 200 workers for failing to do so. The workers argued the mandate wasn't fair, so they tried to sue. Well, a federal judge sided with the hospital and dismissed the case. That said, most workplaces are not issuing outright mandates. A recent survey found only 3% of human resource executives plan to require vaccinations. Most are simply encouraging them and offering certain incentives. Goldman Sachs, for example, says only fully vaccinated employees don't have to wear masks at the office. Other places are offering cash bonuses or time off for people to get their shots. Thank you for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.